It went down a long way. There was a dim light at the bottom, just enough so that Luke knew that the unlucky guard, likely pointing a decades-old blaster at the unconscious force user, had a glow rod to help him see better. It would be of little comfort to the hapless fellow to be able to see it clearly if Dion awoke, snatched the blaster out of his hand, and snapped his neck with the force. Moon nodded.
On our world, most buildings are built over wells. It's an old, old tradition to guard against water shortage.
Water vaporators of some variety had been around for a long, long time. This well must indeed have been ancient. Ben was thinking along the same lines, for he said,
"Surely this is dangerous to just leave around. How come you didn't fill it in some, 10,000 years ago?"
Moon looked at him evenly.
"Because technology sometimes fails, or fails to arrive when needed, young Skywalker."
"But you're the last stop on the Kessel Run, the Huts."
Ben stopped in mid-sentence. Moon's smile widened, but it was a bitter one. Ben had just answered his own question. The Huts gave and failed to give as they saw fit. Luke thought about what he had learned of the treaty and about what he knew of the Clatooinians themselves. They honored the treaty and had for 25,000 years. And yet they believed, like the fountain they so honored, that they grew stronger with time. Luke suspected that, valid as the reason Moon gave was, there were perhaps other reasons. But now the pressing need was to get Dion out. Luke caught Ben's eye, nodded, and father and son force-leapt down into the deep well. Luke slowed his fall and landed, bending his knees beside the prone and cuffed figure of Dion Stad. The guard had obviously been notified at some point because he did not attempt to shoot either Jedi and merely seemed a little alarmed at their manner of arrival. Ben was already bending over Dion with stun cuffs from the Jade Shadow. Squatting beside the older man, Ben glanced up at his dad and nodded.
"He's fine. His injuries have been attended to. He's out cold, though, and should be for some time. These guys did their jobs well on all counts."
Luke smiled at the still flustered guard. "We'll take it from here. Thank you." Ben rose, and together the two settled themselves and reached out for the Force's aid. Luke half hid a smile of fond remembrance. Long ago, when he was only a few years older than his son, he had stood on soggy soil, as he did now, surrounded by the stench of rotting wetness, and tried to levitate a sunken X-wing. He had gasped and panted and shuddered with the effort, only to watch the greedy waters of the Dagobah swamp claim it again. And then tiny little Yoda had lifted the thing up as if it weighed nothing at all. His smile grew as he reached out to his son in the Force, and they met there, moving as one to surround and support the limp, bruised, and scraped body of Dion Stad. Ben used both his hands, holding them out as if miming lifting Dion's form. And Luke barely moved a finger or two as the figure rose swiftly but steadily upward. When Dion neared the top, they maneuvered him gently onto the floor. Ben leapt up first, followed by Luke. Ben looked back down into the old well, then over at Moon and the two guards.
"What about him?"
"We have a rope ladder,"
one of the guards said.
"We could bring him up."
Luke smothered a grin. Ben had a sabacc face Han would envy at the moment. "Wouldn't be a problem."
"I think Romul will be happy to emerge the old-fashioned way,"
Moon said.
"Now, if you two and your charge will follow me, we'll finish up the paperwork, and you can take him out of my detention area."